This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Brian Wheeler joins me live in studio. He is the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow, online at cvilletomorrow.org. I have to ask you really quick to let people know this, because we were talking during the break, that you actually had an ancestor who survived the Battle of the Wilderness.
Fighting
for the Union troops, and your wife Jean had an ancestor who was on the other side in the same battle.
And I don't know if Jean's general shot my private, but I guess it's possible. Private Chester Hutchinson was fighting for the New York 108th, and he was shot and wounded at Wilderness and basically left for dead, and was found, the story goes, found days later. And was still alive, even though the bullet, you know, went through his body, went through his lung, and somehow they were able to bring him back.
Holy cow.
And if they hadn't, I wouldn't be here.
So
right
he's
now.
Just laying there in the woods for days with right. a bunch of dead bodies.
That was sort of the family story.
Yeah.
Now, maybe it was he was taken to a hospital in Fredericksburg.
And spent days there.
And spent days there. Who knows? But
yeah. What a story. Goodness gracious. Brian, what's all this news we're hearing? All of a sudden this week, stories breaking everywhere, including by Charlottesville Tomorrow, about new movie theaters that might be coming to Charlottesville. Of course, Waynesboro just got a big new movie theater with stadium seating, the first stadium seating in Central Virginia.
Now, is that one open yet?
If it's not, it should be.
It's about to be.
Very soon.
Okay.
Yeah, because they've already hired their...
Well, you're
crew.
Right. You know, Sean Tubbs covered the Albemarle County Planning Commission last week, and we weren't expecting the movie theater to be a big point of discussion, but it was. And a company called Great Escapes is prepared to open a 12-seat stadium seating theater.
Not 12-screen.
12-screen, I mean.
Yeah, those would be expensive seats, wouldn't they?
12-screen stadium theater, stadium seating theater. And it's funny, Coy, every time we do a story about theaters, if you just put that in the headline, it gets everybody excited.
Yeah.
The tweets start going, the Facebook links are moving. Everybody is excited about movie theaters.
Well, I think for folks like you and I who've been around here for a while, at least a couple of decades or more, we're sort of past ready for some big screen, stadium seating, big, nice new movie theaters. Not that we don't have some nice movie theaters here in this town. But we're ready for something new and a little bit bigger.
Now, for a long time, Coy, when you would get excited about this, I'd be sitting here thinking, you know, I just don't know what I'm missing. Because the only theaters I've known have been Seminole and Carmike and,
oh,
and the ones we have.
Go to Tyson's Corner. Yeah. Or the IMAX in Richmond.
Well, that's...
You've been, right? I mean, you have since been.
I have been in Richmond to the IMAX. And I have been to a stadium seating theater up near Baltimore. So that was my first experience. And it is different.
It
is much different.
Yeah.
So this is at Hollymead Town Center. So where this is in Hollymead Town Center, it's a proposal right now. They hope to have it out of the ground by November of 2011. So you're going to have to wait a while for this. So this is...
hope to have it
this
by...
This is not this Thanksgiving, but next Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yeah. So the Great Escapes Theater would be, as you come into Hollymead Town Center, the Harris Teeter is on your right.
Yeah.
The Kohl's is going up on your left.
Yeah.
And you would go straight, and then this theater would be up ahead on the left.
Gotcha. Back towards the woods.
Back towards, won't be woods. But
oh, they're going to tear more? More trees are coming down
well,
back
there?
Well,
there's more. Yeah, more of Hollymead Town Center.
Yeah.
Now, that part of Hollymead Town Center, Coy, believe it or not, has got a projected 1,228 residential units coming into it, too. Did you know that?
No.
So it's not only a theater. But there's also residential property
is
going
that
in there.
Homes or condominiums or what?
I believe those are multifamily and townhouses.
Okay. So so not single family homes, but
correct.
But
over 1,200 units of housing.
Yeah.
Now that's will of course be as market demands.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. It might be a while on those.
But anyway,
but we can use a movie
it's
theater.
It's intended to be a mixed use environment back there.
Yeah. So what was the reaction of the Albemarle County Planning Commission to this new movie theater?
Well, it was really interesting. They focused a lot on parking and roads throughout this part of the development. They reflected on the existing parking and road setup through Hollymead Town Center. And some of the commissioners were saying, like Linda Porterfield, she said she got very frustrated when she had to drive around Hollymead Town Center. And she wanted to make sure we learned from that, that we didn't do the same thing.
Yeah. Am I the only one that gets really frustrated driving around that place?
No, you're not. Linda Porterfield gets frustrated.
Well, way to go, Linda. Ever since it opened and ever since you go up there to go to the Target, it just never made sense to me. There's little narrow roads that are like one way, and it's just difficult to get in and out. It's not that you can't. It just seems much more difficult to get in and out of there than it should be.
So here's the rub, though, Coy. Back in 2007, the then owner of the property came to Albemarle County and said, here's what we want to do in this area. And they showed a connector road going through this parcel. And that connector road would have stores on both sides directly fronting the road. So the parking would be relegated behind the stores. So it was a different kind of setup.
Yeah.
And the county thought that was a great idea, and they approved the rezoning. So now the developer who's actually trying to build something there comes in, and this is a different developer than who submitted the rezoning.
Okay.
So now a new owner is coming in saying,
it's changed.
I don't think I can make that work. And here's what my occupant, Great Escapes,
movie
wants.
Theater.
They want that theater to be fronting the parking lot, right?
Yeah, like most big movie theaters.
So that's where the negotiation starts, right? So then you've got a problem because you've got a rezoning that says...
You've already approved one thing.
Here's what the expectation is. You've got a developer saying, I need an accommodation here. And the developer was really concerned about things like parking decks being put in front of the theater. And Linda Porterfield said, again, I'll highlight her remarks. She said, well, up at Tyson's Corner, you know...
They're all over the place.
That's the only way you do
it. That's how you do it, yeah.
And...
Heck, Northern Virginia's got a parking deck right in front of a Home Depot.
The developer,
you know, you can't even see the entrance to the store.
The developer here said that would be a deal breaker if that happened. So it's funny how some of those ideas about multi-story retail or multi-story anything, when it gets proposed here, the reaction of the development community is the tenant won't accept that.
There are
plenty of other examples.
They do it in other places.
In more densely populated places, primarily.
Yeah.
Because they've run out of room, right? So the only way to go is up.
Yeah. But here they don't think they have to do it.
Here they don't think they have to, and the decision makers aren't insisting that they do. So
interesting.
If you don't draw the line and say, no, well, you can wait as long as you want, but until you accept these requirements, you won't be able to get your theater.
Yeah. So where does that stand now?
Well, where it stands is the commission voted 4-3 to recommend approval. So this will go now to the Board of Supervisors. As they did that, you know, Don Franco was one of the commissioners who voted for it. And he said, quote, we've got a Board of Supervisors that would like to see things facilitated and moving forward in a responsive manner. So the minority
who
voted...
What does that mean?
It means we need to get these things
means
approved.
Approve this.
Approved and built.
Darn it. Get it approved. Rubber stamp.
The Board of Supervisors wants, you know, other sources of income, and a commercial development like this is a source of income.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, I have a cold here, so I'm
That's
having
all right.
a little trouble.
It's that time of year, Brian. Don't worry about it. We're talking with Brian Wheeler of Charlottesville tomorrow, if you just joined us. It's 18 minutes after 5 o'clock, 71 degrees in Charlottesville.
So it was recommended with an approval with conditions. So the staff, certainly some of the things the staff objected to as far as the parking and the road layout will now be adjusted, or the developer will have the opportunity to adjust them. They can decide if they want to do that or not, and then they'll go in front of the Board of Supervisors.
They're going to want to do it. They're businessmen and women, and they are going to want to have a big movie theater in a place where they know it's going to be packed all the time. There's also news that broke this week about a second new big movie theater complex.
In Albemarle Place. And so this one is further down 29, right at the Charlottesville border. Albemarle Place, of course, is the big development, the size of two downtown malls that will wrap around the Sperry Marine facility. Nothing's been built at Albemarle Place yet because in one reason, they've been waiting for sewer capacity. The sewer issue should be resolved in the next several months here. So they will get the green light to start building things. And Edens and Avant is the developer. And they said that today they announced that Regal Cinemas will open a 14-screen theater. So doing one screen bigger, plus it will have IMAX.
13 screens.
14 screens.
Oh, it's 14 plus the IMAX. 14. 13 plus the IMAX, which makes it 14.
Right.
There you go. And stadium seating, and it will include... those 14 screens, one of which will be at the IMAX theater.
Right, and they call that the immersive IMAX experience.
Oh.
Reading from the press release
immersive.
Here.
Immersive.
Now, this is what scares me, Coy. It talks about Regal IMAX theaters will take this experience one step further by offering IMAX 3D.
Ooh.
The immersive experience
I got goosebumps, Brian.
Is made possible by a combination of IMAX's powerful 3D projection system,
which simultaneously
projects two separate images onto the IMAX screen and polarized IMAX 3D glasses that the audience members wear to fuse the two images into a single three-dimensional motion picture.
See, it doesn't get much better than
that,
Brian.
There's some movies that I would not want to experience in 3D like that, I think.
I've never seen a 3D IMAX.
Well,
but coming to a...
That's what they're working
an
on.
An Albemarle place near you, right there at Hydraulic and 29. Absolutely amazing. When is this going to be built, do we know?
No.
Or are they just sort of putting the flag up, seeing how people react?
I don't know. They didn't put a time in this press release. I would check the Daily Progress tomorrow because I know they are working on a story on this theater.
And it's going to be a Regal theater.
It'll be Regal.
So the Seminole Theater is going to close.
Right. So they are saying, you know, we had this idea about improving Seminole.
Yeah.
Now we've given up on that. We're going to Albemarle Place. So I guess that will mean the Hillsdale Drive Road Project, which was starting at Whole Foods now. And we've got that new light on Hydraulic Road.
Yep. And the new Whole Foods, which is going to open when? Do we know?
I don't know.
They're still building it.
They're moving along.
Yeah.
And then Hillsdale Drive ran into the Seminole building, right?
Yeah.
So now that takes that issue off the table.
So they're going to build this big new stadium seating, 14 screens, an IMAX theater over there near Sperry Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Then close down the existing Seminole Theater, tear that down, and then extend the road up into the giant shopping center.
Exactly. Money permitting. Now, that requires more state funding to finish that road project.
Well, there's none of that. But would be nice, wouldn't it?
But that is the plan.
Boy, this is just amazing. Where is this Albemarle Place, the new Regal Theater, going to go, the one with the IMAX?
Well, that's a good question. All I can do is think back to the original rezoning. And, of course, as we just talked about with Hollymead Town Center, these things change. But originally, the theater was shown in Albemarle Place along Hydraulic Road. So remember how you drive up Hydraulic, you pass the 7-Eleven, and then there was a little strip mall there.
Where there was a Blockbuster and a pet store, and originally that's where ACAC started.
And there was some sort of dry cleaning or something.
Back behind that, and then there was a ball field.
Right. So it's in that area of the dry cleaner ball field. That's where they showed it on the original rezoning.
Gotcha.
It may have a different footprint now, but that's when they thought about it.
We're talking with Brian Wheeler of Charlottesville Tomorrow, the very latest on new movie theaters coming to a Charlottesville Albemarle neighborhood near you. We got a few minutes left before we say goodbye to you.
Great
for local news. What's up?
Well, I wanted to share a trip I made to Chicago this past weekend. It was rather exciting. Got to go up there and meet with 125 people, Coy, that are doing community news all around the country. And most of these are little one- and two-person startups like Charlottesville Tomorrow that are doing hyper-local community news. And what was interesting to me was I was not expecting the number of people trying to do it for a profit. So a lot of these people have lost their jobs in the newspaper business, and they've decided, well, I'm good at writing about local news. I'm just going to do it myself, set up a website. And so there were lots of entrepreneurs there trying to learn how to get some best practices and talk to other people around the country that were doing this. Charlottesville Tomorrow went there to talk with some of the foundations that are funding this work, also learn about different revenue models and how people are making nonprofit community news work in different communities. And what I learned was we are still the only nonprofit in the country that has a partnership like we do with WINA, with your show, like we do with the Daily Progress.
Only one?
Those sorts of media partnerships, especially the newspaper piece, is unprecedented. And the reason is...
It's so cool.
The reason
Congratulations.
Is most of the people who start these things up are trying to undermine the mainstream media, right? Because usually they lost their jobs in the mainstream media. So the idea of partnering with them is far from what they're thinking about.
Yeah, they didn't start as a nonprofit such as yourself with no background in the newspaper business or the radio business.
So we're a bit unusual in how we got started and how we've ended up in these partnerships.
Yeah.
I do think it's something we can all learn from. But it was funny. I got the chance to go into the Chicago Tribune, which if you've been to Chicago, it's this big ornate building, skyscraper in downtown Chicago. Apparently the owner of the Chicago Tribune bought the air rights heading straight out to Lake Michigan. So there's this corridor of view out from the top of the building, and I got to go outside
cool.
in this little place where the staff hang out up on the 23rd floor or something. But there was a quote in the ornate lobby down on the first floor, Coy, I thought was really good. And, you know, we're always quoting Jefferson around here.
Yeah.
I thought I need to enliven my quotes a little bit. So the quote is, "Where there is a free press, the governors must live in the constant awe of the opinions of the governed." Where there's a free press, the governors must live in the constant awe of the opinions of the governed. Lord Macaulay.
Would that that were so.
So I thought that was a good quote. Took a picture of it with my iPhone.
Yeah, that's very powerful.
And I'm going to repeat it frequently.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I like that.
You know, it speaks to what we're trying to do as far as being present at a lot of these community meetings and share the information with the public. And it was good to be up there and hear how some of the experts in the field are talking about where this business is going. And everyone's still trying to figure it out, basically.
Yeah. Certainly, as the economy continues to decimate the world of media, you have creative people such as yourself trying to figure out how to forge a new path. And we can be proud that we have something that's nationally unique in Charlottesville tomorrow. That's very exciting. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me, Coy.
Brian Wheeler is the executive director of Charlottesville Tomorrow, online at cvilletomorrow.org.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.